thank you, lovely New Yorkers. You clapped for slightly longer than everyone else, and then you heard the British accent and went, no. Did I used to own your country? I apologise. No hard feelings. No, no. He's like, not unless you give us the diamond back, Chris. That's not my decision. I'm wearing it, either now. No, I'm not that successful. Hello, anyone else? Anyone else from somewhere we subjugated? That's how I like to start all of my conversations, not just up here, just parties. Not really invited to many. That's a lovely fluffy jacket. I'm not supposed to say fluffy, am I? Fur, is it actual fur from a real animal? You don't even know. That's the kind of casual violence that I admire in an Australian. Like, fucking, we owned their country. We created their country, really. I mean, obviously, there are people who were from there and lived there, but then you were the ones who killed them. We just said, you know, stop stealing bread. No, off to Australia then. It is a lovely jacket. What's your favourite non-Australian animal? Because Australia is full, a menagerie of animals. There's so many of them. It's like, compared to your animals, every other animal's a shit. Like, you've got the duck-billed platypus, which is like a duck, but also like a mammal, and it's got like a poison dart in its leg. And it lays eggs and shits and pisses out of one tube. Like a bird, right? It's called a cloaca. Did you know that? No. Why would you? Wait a minute! Yes, Chris, I've actually got a tattoo of the word. That's my motto, cloaca. What's your favourite non-Australian animal?
The elephant.
The elephant. She just tossed that off. She was like, just say something to get him off my case. And then this is a lovely jacket as well. Has Matthew admired that jacket? But Matt, our lovely host, because Matt is a sartorial genius, and so I think he probably would have seen that and gone, sexy. It looks expensive. Is it expensive enough that I'm allowed to touch it? Yeah, just want to see if the fabric... So this is... that. It's nice, but it wasn't expensive. I'm just checking. I just want to know, like... You think it was reasonable? Okay, we're going to find out different people's values. You know, how much was it? A few hundred bucks. That's too much money. That's a lot of money. Have you seen the state... there's homeless people everywhere, and you're walking around wearing hundreds of dollars on your jacket. This, right, this cost about 40 bucks, right? And I don't think it looks it. I don't think it looks like a few hundred bucks, you know. But the money that I saved, you know, in that, I could give to homeless people. I didn't plan any of this. I thought I'd come up here and tell you all... I want to find out, what do you do with your lovely bit? Oh, fucking hell, you're handsome. I couldn't see with the light. But then there. What's quite cute, were you quite overweight as a child? Because the way you reacted to me saying you're quite handsome was quite shy. And it's a thing you often find with men who are quite handsome now but were overweight as children. You say they're handsome and they kind of go like, no one's ever said that to me before. Because we're still the scared little children we are inside, even though we're grown up, right? Like, I'm still the 12-year-old boy who was told by his guidance counsellor that I should be a parking attendant. I was set on being a comedian ever since I saw Robin Williams, right? And I was like, I'm going to be a comedian. And he was like, no, I've done all your questions that you've put in, and it's parking attendant for you. I went home and I was like, Mum, Dad, I've got to be a parking attendant. And they were like, Don't be. And I didn't, right? And I resent guidance counsellors as a species. Because it's a con. It's a Ponzi scheme, right? Because that guidance counsellor was told to be a guidance counsellor by a guidance counsellor. It's guidance counsellors all the way up. It goes all the way back. The Garden of Eden was Adam and Eve and Simon, the guidance counsellor. He was like, I wouldn't eat that apple if I were you. Fuck off, mate. Why are you wearing clothes? That's for the creationists. If you believe in Charles Darwin's theory of evolution, then a fish grew lungs and got out onto the dry land and suddenly was like, oh, you have to do this. Yeah. Guidance counselor. You're not a guidance counselor, are you? No, far too. Oh, guidance counselors don't need that beard. Imagine being in the room when a guidance counselor tells a child they have to be a guidance counselor. Just that moment must be just like, so like, you must be a guidance counselor. But why? Because only then can I be free. what do you do with your handsome facial hair? It's been you've edged it, right? How often are you in the barber shop?
Every two and a half weeks.
It's high maintenance. I don't, 6 weeks in between. I've got a child. I've got, stuff to do. You know, no children. Yeah. Yeah. Were you fat as a kid?
No.
No. You were very skinny.
Yeah.
Oh, so then, that's it. So you've done that to... Did you get picked on?
Yeah.
It's probably quite sad, isn't it? Yeah. And then you got, there's women over there. Are you up for a multiple arrangement? Because women over there be like, I'd pick on you. Sorry, I can't pronounce the word piss properly. cool sneakers as well. So what do you do that lets you be so beautiful? An engineer. Didn't expect that. You don't need to be beautiful to be an engineer. Just let it go to seed, mate. Are you guys a couple? Yeah, been married? Married? No? Okay. How long have you been together?
3 years.
After 3 years, you really can let yourself go. I've been with my wife for 10 years. It was really about 18 months we hit, and she was like, I really love you. I was like, I can finally eat pizza and ice cream again. Oh, there we go. Chris, didn't you used to go to the gym? Yeah, when I wanted you to love me. And then you made the mistake of saying it. That's lovely. So an engineer, that's high-minded. You got a good high-level degree from a good university? Bachelor of Science from Baylor.
Baylor, baby.
She'll fuck you as well. What? I'm going to start a comedic matchmaking service where I come in here. You are all coupled up and stuff. You're looking at me like, look, you've got too many buttons undone for me to want to help you. Your chest hair is doing that yourself. You're like, come at me, girls and boys. We all like a bit of chest hair. And then, so there's kind of like, yeah, everyone's with people. And then, I'm focusing on you. What's your name, my engineer friend? Andrew. Andrew. You don't hear that name often, do you? How do you feel about our prince besmirching that as a name? He didn't do, if there was a vicious pedophile called Chris, I would be upset. I'd be like, no, everyone's going to think, did you find that? Did you find whenever you give your name at Starbucks, they'd be like, Andrew, yeah. Is your coffee extra hot so you can take it to Epstein's Island and it'll stay on the way? Sorry, I shouldn't use the words Epstein's Island and extra hot in the same sentence. That makes me look to have offensive proclivities. Andrew, when you were a little kid growing up, what did you want to be?
An NBA player.
How tall are you? 6 feet? Bad luck. Do you have tall parents? And they just let you think that you could be, I want to be an NBA player. It's one of the things, just if a kid wants to be an NBA player and your mum is not at least 6'2", you're not going to be an NBA player. You know the scouts, they look at the mums. Moms, sorry. Scouts are very much like me, pay close attention to the mothers. And they look at the mum, that's who they want to see. They want to see the mum. The mum's tall, they go, this person's going to have it. Did you know that? Look at that. I pay attention to your cultural interests. You all like NBA? I was like, I'll learn some facts. So look at this. We've got an Australian who loves elephants. We've got Andrew who wanted to be in the NBA, but now, engineer. And then Andrew's beau. Andrew's paramour. Andrew's love. Love? 3 years you've said love, haven't you? Yeah, that's nice. He said, yeah, I was forced to. It was an ultimatum, really. And what do you do?
I'm a poly specialist.
A poly specialist? Quality specialist, a poly specialist is something very different. You didn't mind all those people. A quality specialist. I've never heard the phrase quality specialist before. What does that mean?
I do documentation review for vaccines.
Documentation review for vaccines? There's some people in here think you're sleeping on the job. Documentation review. I just checked that the batch of microchips is going in there. Yeah. Sign it off. Cheers, Bill. For that quality assurance. Yeah, no, it's small enough they can't see it. They'll never know. Which is the best? Which one would you assure us of the most quality? Which one do we want to pop in there? Non-disclosure. Oh, it's shadier than we thought, isn't it? Kind of weird that you're not allowed to talk about it. Well, I'm not a vaccine skeptic, but I'm starting to believe. Pretty good. When you were little, that wasn't a dream, right? These vaccines weren't. Yeah. So what did you want to be?
I want to be
Into photography. And are you still into photography? That's, you know, that's a thing you can do. No. Oh. What happened? You took a photo and someone just went, this is shit. Your thumb is over the lens, you idiot. You were saying your parents dissuaded you. Why?
Well, my mom's a nurse practitioner.
Your mom's a nurse practitioner?
My dad's a chemical engineer.
Dad's a chemical engineer. No daughter of ours. It's going to move to New York and be a photographer. You're really hurting the feelings of my photographer I brought along tonight. His parents are very supportive. Wow. Can't believe that. That's sad. Follow your dreams. Fucking quit your job. Let someone else pipette the microprocessors into the vials of Pfizer/Moderna. There's only two. We can guess. I was seeing if she was going to go, no, actually, there's a... we knew it would be that one, didn't we? Amazing. And then my Aussie friend who loves... Sorry, I caught you while you were drinking there, but that's quite normal for an Aussie. What's your vocation? What do you do that allows you to be in New York? So long, you've flown here for a little holiday? Christmas. Ah, because we got Christmas here. In Australia, it's opposite, it's upside down. So this is the hottest time of the year for them over there. Yeah, it's true, isn't it, right? No decorations. That's sad, isn't it? That's okay. You can't just like stick some tinsel on a kangaroo and kick it around a bit. Okay. No kangaroos where you live. Did you get them? Is that what the coat's made of? A bleached kangaroo. The rare albino kangaroo is considered extinct in the area of Australia where she lives. The last species was seen hopping into a haberdasher. Cup maker. What do you do, my Aussie friend?
We're in property.
In property. Fuck these suckers. Buy low, sell high, exploit the millennials. Okay. Australian property developer who likes elephants. Greek Australian. Thank you for adding that in. That adds an extra angle of racism to all of us. Through a spanner in the works, or a spanakopita, if you will. Type of Greek cuisine. You'd love it. So, okay, we've got our lovely friends here. This is going to be pretty fun, Andrew. You didn't ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wanted to be a rapper, mate. Let's do this. Let's pop that on the stereo. Ah, yes! What about this? And then Andrew's lady. What was your name? Nia. Nina, add in that end. This is good. And then my Aussie friend name? Valenti. What? Valenti? Hot under the collar, lady leaves me blushing. She had us trust in Australian, but the name's Russian. Like Valentine, making you scream. Coming at you like I'm Greek when I'm in the dream. I be seeing this preening like a peacock. I get a kangaroo, get the coat that he dropped. Chop, chop, trade the tail. Take it to my fabric, make a mate without fail. I got the coat, it's far too hot to wear it in December. So that little kangaroo fur that I severed, I remember. Fly off to NYC, wear it nightly. Yeah, I like these. I like to spend the cash, I spend my dough. I get a nice little house and I make sure to show the room properly. I get my realtor, they come in and they sell it real quick. And then I need to get my cash to the bank. In Australia, we ain't got Christmas time, so we travel so far. You be looking over there, feeling the bliss. You're like, hey, I hope that Chris touches this, the fabric. We grabbed it, yeah, it's enough. I feel the elastic stiff in the cuff. That's what we need, saving the money. And now we're on to Andrew, he's right on the money. As a child, he was skinny. People used to bully. He's like, I need to make my t-shirts more fully fulfilled. Got a body build. One day I'll be the real king of the hill. I'll give all the ladies in the back of the room chills. They'll be coming like, you could pay our bills and buy our bills. Lick our bums. Is that mean? Yum, yum. It's a heaven-sent guy. Elephant, why? You be seeing them tall so high. I inspire, they got the larges or maybe small. They love to trumpet, yeah. They be balancing balls. That's how they work in the circus back in the past. I love Nina C and she's like, I'm top class. I can make sure I got quantities of vaccine spread overseas. Quality is kind of questionable, because that's my job. I like to tick, 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 and then I miss a box. I'll just send that one to country that we hate, China's fault in the first place. So that's what they get. I'm trying to rap. The Chinese vaccine was called Sinovac. Yeah, you're signing that. I know I'm spreading facts. You're like MDA, Chris, I take it back. Hey, that's a non-disclosure agreement. Wanna be a photographer, but parents seen it. They say, nah, you should avoid anything involving film or a Polaroid. You need to take this, burn it, you know that, throwback. You never take a snap with Kodak. You chose that job, then you move it on. But Andrew, understand, he's number one. Clearly, I'm the engineer with the neat beard, looking ever so long. You could keep it here. You could eat all the food that you catch in the strands, but no ball would fit in his hands. He tried to palm it when he's there on the court. He was like, oh yes, I really thought I'd be the best champ. I'll be dunking and shooting. Everyone's like, oh, we're scouting you. But sadly, your parents were small, so you never pursued that basketball. But still, look at you, I'd have you. You've got lovely arms covered in tattoos. Do your parents like that you stained your skin? Nah, usually they're like, look at him. He's besmirching his canvas that we made. Basketball, Jesus Christ, he's dismayed. He made the most terrible mistake. Australia, full of poisonous snakes. That's just a fact from the freestyle rapper. We learnt monotremes have a thing called cloaca, and that made you open mouth and just wow. I love that your buttons are open for now. So there we go. That's the rap, not obscene. So give it up for Valentin, Andrew, and Nina.